Intuition, the practice. Tapping into your intuition is really quite simple. There are six key steps. To tap into intuition, you need to 1. Desire it. 2. Notice it. 3. Discern it. 4. Act on it. 5. Recognize the results of it. And 6. Ask for more, which basically takes you back to step 1, desire it. Because clearly comprehending and confidently exploring these 6 key steps is essential to you reuniting with intuition, humanity's long-lost friend, let's delve into each briefly in their essential detail. Desire is what launches you towards anything new. When you desire something, your heart center, your heart chakra, literally connects with it. Desire, in the context of intuition, is becoming still. For as you begin to truly recognize the immense value to you and to humanity of reuniting with your intuition, your recognition of your desire for it will naturally have you honor it. And as you honor it, you will organically, without conscious effort, open yourself to receive it. You will create a creche inside yourself, a manger, into which your intuition can be born, into which it can land. As you live in a state of reverent desire for, and thus increasing alignment with intuition, your growing state of inner stillness will allow you to begin to notice it. What you're noticing is, in fact, subtle energy, for this is the vehicle via which providence speaks. Just like language and the use of vocal cords to create sound, divinity utilizes subtle energy to communicate with you. This is its instrument. It plays your deep unconscious memory to life by singing subtle energy messages to you. Just like a mother or a father cooing a baby to sleep or a child to awaken, divinity coos to you via subtle energy messages. Depending upon your strongest proclivities, you will either receive these messages auditorially as sounds and voices, visually as images and visions, kinesthetically as sensations such as gut senses, and are purely energetically as inner knowings. Yet as you begin to notice subtle energy, it is vital that you not immediately naively assume its immediate origin to be divine. This is where discernment comes in. Depending upon your karma, the aspects of your past life history that have not yet been neutralized, fully digested, whether they be perceived as good or bad, plus the current clarity of your body, heart, mind, and other similar factors, you may have a tendency to attract non-light entities. There is a simple way to distinguish between light, benevolent intentioned entities, and dark, malevolent or misdirected entities. To do so requires utmost stillness and inner focus of attention. It necessitates your ability to distinguish between construction, deconstruction, and destruction. We live in a paradigm that recognizes construction, inspiration and creativity in motion, and destruction, aggressively impeding the flow of inspiration and creativity. There is a third, middle way. It is deconstruction. In deconstruction, there is a healthy, alert, accepting recognition when the value, the lifespan, of something is complete. Its parts, its inherent energy, are allowed to decompose such that this energy becomes available for creating something new. Its dissolution makes space for the arising of a newly relevant and life-giving birth. Benevolent source entities will always affect construction and or deconstruction of something old in order to recycle its materials into something more relevantly benevolent and new. Malevolent intentioned entities, on the other hand, will always have a destructive air to them. It is when you begin to develop a keen ability to distinguish between benevolence and malevolence that you begin to embody a true inner confidence in your ability to discern. It is also discernment that allows you to distinguish between intuitive guidance and wishful thinking. Wishful thinking originates from your own mind. Intuitive guidance originates from outside of you, from a vantage far more expansive than your ego mind, and is received by you inside of you. To discern the distinction between what may be intuitive guidance and what may be wishful thinking, get still. Turn your attention inward. Notice where your attention goes in order to access the information. If you turn your attention up towards your brain, it is probable that you are attuning to wishful thinking. If you turn your attention in to the depths of wisdom inside of you, it is probable that you are attuning to intuitive guidance. When attuning to intuitive guidance, I typically notice in myself, and I observe concurrently in others, attuning in to the region of the belly. As the belly is way down deep beneath the head, the ability to distinguish between attuning to the head and attuning lower in the body into the belly is quite easy. This is where humility comes in. Humility is holding the awareness that you might be wrong. You might be discerning, hearing, and or interpreting not quite or altogether not accurately. Humility is the essential buffer that keeps you present in the now. To discern and to confirm that the source of the subtle energy being perceived as benevolent is to trust God. When we discern, we actively trust, not blindly, we trust via our discernment. It is our very own precise detection of the presence of benevolence that warrants our trust in God.